I have yet to meet someone who enjoys being disciplined, who loves it when someone else pulls them up for how they're behaving. How about you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. A good many people, and I number among them, are self-disciplined. We somehow have this knack of reining ourselves in, well, at least in certain areas of our lives. I, for instance, am good at getting up very early each morning and, after a time with the Lord, preparing messages like this one. But no one's perfect. I have weaknesses just as you do. And sometimes my wife will pull me up and hold me to account. Other times our ministry board will have different ideas from the ones that I have. The same is no doubt true in your life. People will pull you up, in a sense, to discipline you. Then there's God. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. Our fathers on earth disciplined us for a short time in the way that they thought was best. But God disciplines us to help us so that we can be holy like Him. We don't enjoy discipline when we get it. It's painful. But later, after we've learned our lesson from it, we will enjoy the peace that comes from doing what's right. No, we don't enjoy discipline, be it human or divine. But the dividend of discipline is so great that the discomfort is absolutely worth it. As American entrepreneur Jim Rohn once said, we must all suffer one of two pains, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Yep, it is painful, but later, after we've learned our lesson from it, we will enjoy the peace that comes from doing what's right. That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is such loving wisdom in God's word, the sort that enriches our lives beyond measure. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.